WTAW news time is 6:05, 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Brazos County commissioners have started the process of reducing traffic south of College Station. County Judge Dwayne Peters says to lessen congestion on Arrington Road south of William D. Fitch, a developer has donated the land to extend Mesa Verde Drive.
That will extend Mesa Verde all the way over to Highway 6. It'll actually come out there at the overpass where the speedway's at. What our hope is that we'll get a lot of relief from Arrington, and then we may be able to deal with Arrington.
Commissioners plan to include that and a second project in next year's budget. Peters says they are looking at extending Cherokee Street to the feeder road. The judge says they are looking at road projects in all precincts. A current member of Bryan's Planning and Zoning Commission and the Bryan Business Council has announced running for the city council. Reuben Marin is a salesman for the international food condiment company Mizkin Americas. Marin is a third-generation Bryan resident who says he wants to follow his father in representing single-member District 1. Joe Marin served two terms between 2001 and 2007. The filing period for the Bryan and College Station city councils and school boards continue through August 22nd. As Texas A&M finishes its first campus master plan since 2004, the city of College Station has been among the organizations that have provided input.
We have had access to those discussions. That's nice. We need to have more conversations.
City Manager Kelly Templin on WTAW's The Infomaniac says there is better communication with the university and the A&M system, which is needed to avoid snags the city is facing with the new student housing complex. A&M is about a month away from revealing a final draft of the master plan, and approval is expected in October. Yesterday was the 26th Community Impact Award Luncheon, sponsored by the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. The award recognizes Hispanic, African American, Asian, American Indian, and women business owners who have demonstrated a significant impact on the local community. Representing the title sponsor, Texas A&M Assistant Vice President for Finance, Rex Janney, says there will be a sixth category next year.
We're going to include in the nomination process businesses that are service disabled, veteran-owned businesses. That is a small but very growing entities that are contributing to not only this community but other communities throughout the state.
This year's winners are Jill Gallagher of First Alliance Mortgage, Veronica Morgan of Mitchell & Morgan Engineers, and Augustine Trevino of Trevino Smith Funeral Home. You can hear more from the awards program online at WTAW.com. This Friday is a free community planning meeting to address the decline of the monarch butterfly population in Bryan College Station.
Because of the lack of milkweed that's being planted and it's just a change in agricultural practices, the monarchs aren't having a place to feed or lay their eggs.
Holly Cooch from College Station's Parks and Recreation Department says planting milkweed, the monarch's number one food source, is the best way you can help increase the population. Cooch says the city is creating a monarch-friendly demonstration garden at Lick Creek Park, altering mowing schedules and planting milkweed in community and school gardens. Friday's public meeting starts at 1:30 at the USDA building on Holloman. WTAW news time is 6:09. It's 76 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, Christine, how's the shredding going?
It's pretty bad. I still have the stack left, and it's taking forever.
Have you heard of Embassy Records and Management? They can shred these documents in no time.
Really?
Definitely. They'll send their mobile truck to your place of business and shred all your private information right in front of you. You'll be the last person to see them and the first to see them destroyed. Plus, they're local, so they're just a phone call away.
Outstanding. How does that sound to you, Christine?
Sounds like a relief. I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to embassyrms.com.
Good morning, 610, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW, and we got weather for you. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofing.com. Hear today's numbers.
We'll certainly see some sunshine today. Some clouds will develop. The question is whether or not they can turn into some showers and thunderstorms later today. Highs anywhere from 90 to 95. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm through the evening. It's partly to mostly cloudy later tonight with a low of 75 to 80. Becoming partly sunny tomorrow, a shower or thunderstorm may develop in the afternoon, 95. Chance of a storm tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Partly sunny Friday, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has your Aggie football report. In Texas collegiate baseball, the Brazos Valley Bombers extend their historic winning streak. And in Major League Baseball, the Athletics beat the Rangers and the Houston Astros fall to the New York Yankees. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We have watermelon advice for you today.
Woohoo!
Because, you know, it's summertime. It's one-third of Earthlings apparently like the idea of a microchip in the brain.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know if it's their brain or somebody else's. We'll find out about that. We have M&M news today. Tallest people in the world day. And then there's the story of the police in Britain who seized the moped from a man who had been spotted driving with a sack of taters between his legs. I'm not sure.
On a moped?
Well, it sounds to me like that would be treacherous, and I don't know that that's something that you'd really want to do.
No.
But, again, he may have been a really experienced moped driver.
I was thinking, Mike wanted to take me some of his potatoes home with him.
So he climbed on his moped and did just that, apparently. Police shared photos of the bike and the taters, and officers said the man was stopped for failing to display a license plate on the rear of his vehicle. And resting the large bag of taters between his feet on the back of the
I was thinking, Mike wanted to take me some of his potatoes home with him.
And I'm sure that's exactly how he sounded.
I was going to say, I think he probably had more of a British accent.
Maybe so.
But were they French fried potatoes? That's the question.
Not bad. A same man had been stopped by the same officer in early June and given a warning for driving without the license plate. At that time, carrying hedge trimmers and a bag of laundry on the ground. Sorry, okay, saying.
Man, talented guy.
Look, if this is all you got, right?
Maybe he wasn't British and the officer was, and he told him,
I like the way you talk, too.
Yeah.
Information.
We're going to do Billy Bob Thornton all morning, okay? Billy Bob Thornton Wednesday. That'd be cool. I like that. Why didn't he just have a little carry-all or a little red wagon, you know, that he just changed to the back of his moped?
That would have been epic. And then he could have put a license plate on the back of the red wagon.
Would have been done.
He would have never gotten pulled over.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here. Some say newer is better, but for over four decades, Tom Light Chevrolet has been the same name to depend on for the best Chevy buying experience in the Brazos Valley and beyond. And while some other dealerships have failed the test of time, we continue to have the same commitment to excellence we always have by offering an impressive selection of over 250 new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. Amazing everyday value, including the most competitive internet pricing around. Incredible lease options like a new 2016 Cruze for only $161 a month. And the same friendliness and consideration in serving our customers as the first day we opened our doors. So visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, and you'll see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Same location, same name, Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
39-month lease, TTL and fees not included, based on 10,000 miles per year with 15 cents per mile overage. First payment due at signing, WAC on Cruise Limited.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 614. Oh, here we go with it's the 27th, day 209. We've got 157 of them to go. It's the middle of the week. So here we go, Wednesday, and it's take your houseplant for a walk day.
That
sounds absurd.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this one does. Take your pants for a walk day.
Well, I do that every day.
So it's just take inanimate objects for a walk day?
Suppose proud plant owners can show off their friendly leafy friends to neighbors.
I would not recommend it in this heat, y'all.
Well, if you're the first person to run into your neighbor while you're walking your plant, really, how does that conversation begin?
Hey, Gloria, just, you know.
Want to let you know.
You want to pet him?
Yeah, right. And on top of all that, it's National Walk on Stilts Day, if you're capable of doing that.
Okay.
All right. Lots of walking going on.
Yeah.
All right, some birthdays.
We got some birthdays. I'm going to butcher this name, but he's a good actor. Nicolaj Coster-Waldau.
That's close enough.
He's 46. He's Jamie Lannister on soap opera with swords.
Sure he
That's
is.
One of the biggest characters, so, you know, I had to do it, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
Taylor Schilling is 32. That's Piper Chapman on Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
Haven't seen that show, but...
She's really good. She's the main character in that show.
Very cool. All right. Jonathan Rhys-Meyers is 39. That's King Henry VIII from The Tudors. And he was also on NBC's Dracula. A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, 41 today.
Nice. He is a very tall human being. I know it's hard to tell when they're on TV. And,
sure.
But... I've seen him up close and personal, or at least, like, you know, close enough, and he's really, really tall.
Tall dude.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Anyway.
Pete Yorn is 42. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Maya Rudolph, 44, from Saturday Night Live.
She's funny.
And other things. Triple H, also known as, his real name is Paul Michael Levesque. He's a WWE superstar.
Of course.
He's 47 today. Sasha Mitchell is 49. You might remember him as the code man on Step by Step on TGIF.
Mm-hmm.
He was also in the Kickboxer movies.
Oh, nice.
Bill Engvall is 59
here's
today.
Sign.
Yeah, that's right. Yahoo Sirius. Whatever happened to him?
That's his real name?
I don't know any other name for him.
Okay,
so he's 63
sure.
today.
Okay.
Maureen McGovern is 67, the morning after.
And nothing else.
And nothing else. Yeah. Peggy Fleming, 68, Olympic gold medal winning figure skater.
So here's like the second day we've had a figure skater.
Yeah.
Person, right?
Yeah, gold medal winners. Too.
Getting ready for the Summer Olympics.
Of course, just in time.
With the Snickers, yeah.
Yep.
Betty Thomas is 68 from Hill Street Blues and Dr. Doolittle. Bobby Gentry, 72.
Oh, my.
Saying Ode to Billy Joe.
Sure.
Jerry Van Dyke is 85. That was Luther on Coach.
Yeah.
Also the older brother of Dick Van Dyke, of course. And Norman Lear is 94. That's TV producer of some legendary shows like All in the Family and The Jeffersons and One Day at a Time and Good Times and, of course, Maude.
Owns a copy of the Magna Carta.
Wow, that's
Owns
cool.
a copy of the Magna Carta.
Like an original copy? Like a...
Has it taken around to schools all over America?
That's very cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, took his money and did something good with it. All right, there you go. It's 6:18.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Claudia Smith for her positive influence on this community. Claudia has operated Aguiland Carpet One with her husband Ron for over a decade. She served our community in many ways, most recently offering her time as a member of the Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Claudia for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So the first day here in Philly at the DNC convention was full of very angry Bernie supporters, illegal immigrants, Black Lives Matter supporters, and two things noticeably absent from the event. Any mention of the threat of ISIS. And by the way, where were the American flags? Now, despite the fact the DNC commenced on the heels of three terror attacks in Germany and one horrific Islamic attack in Nice in France, of the 61 speeches on Monday, not one person mentioned ISIS, terror, terrorist, or terrorism. As for the American flag, the Daily Caller reported the stage is bland and gray with no red, white, and blue present. And a thorough look at the crowd also showed up no American flags. Now, thankfully, there was one person in the crowd waving a large Palestinian flag around instead. Democratic values on full display.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you've heard me talking about TrySofi.com and how easy it is for you to refinance student loans with them. Well, now I want to tell you about TrySofi.com and their personal loans and how much they can save you if you have outstanding credit card debt. Now, a TrySofi.com personal loan is the smart alternative to any credit card. The national average interest rate on credit card is over 15%. That's insane. Now, in most cases, you can cut your interest rates in half with TrySofi.com and seriously reduce your monthly debt payment. So find out how much you can save just by going to TRYSOFI.com. TrySOFI.com. And by the way, they lend up to $100,000. So check your rate. It's not going to impact your credit score. And see your new rate in less than 2 minutes. Just go to TRYSOFI.com, TrySOFI.com. You can use your phone, your tablet, your computer. And with TrySOFI.com, you'll see their low fixed rate on personal loans with no application or origination fees. Terms, conditions, and state restrictions do apply.
California Finance Lender Law License Number 6054612, NMLS Number 1121636.
Attention City of Bryan residents. The single stream recycling program you've been asking for is finally here. The program allows you to place your recyclables in one container for bi-weekly collection by Brazos Valley Recycling for only $9.95 per month or $5.95 per month when 50% of your street participates. No bags or sorting required. Visit BrazosValleyRecycling.com to get started.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. LG Display Company, a supplier of Apple's iPhone screen, says it will invest $1.8 billion to produce flexible displays for smartphones. The South Korean company says mass production of flexible displays will start in late 2018 at a scale that will supply enough 5.7-inch size flexible screens for 3 million handsets per month. The flexible displays will be made of advanced materials called OLEDs, which display more saturated colors. Malaysia Airlines has ordered 50 Boeing 737 MAX jets. Deliveries will begin in 2019. The deal is worth $5.5 billion. Malaysia Airlines says the new planes will cut operating costs and their longer range will allow it to fly to more destinations. Mitsubishi Motors today reported a 75% plunge in quarterly operating profit as domestic sales slumped after admitted overstating the fuel economy of some of its vehicles. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-513-0258. That's 1-800-513-0258. 1-800-513-0258. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's the Switch and Shout event going on right now from Suddenlink. And if you think about the things that Suddenlink has done over the years here in Bryan College Station to enhance your availability, first of all, for more data, broadband width when you need it, also the channels that you get, the HD channels that you get, all of that, and they continue to look at new ways to make it more convenient for you. You know, you can download TV shows or movies using Wi-Fi at home. And then, of course, you can take it with you on your device anywhere you go, Suddenlink to go. Right now, during the Switch and Shout event that's going on, you make the switch, you get SL200 HDTV, 50 meg internet, and phone, all that for just $69 a month. So make the switch right now and get those three Suddenlink products for just $69 a month. Get more information by calling 877-694-9474. And, again, you're getting direct access to Hulu now with your Suddenlink account. That makes it easier for you to watch your shows directly from your TiVo. Catch up on the latest episodes is just as easy as it can be. And don't forget that they've added HD Notify. If you're watching in standard definition and HD is available for that channel, it'll let you know in one click of a button and you're there. Once again, the number to call, 877-694-9474. Or go to suddenlink.com for more info.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5 foot Land Pride shredder, 5 foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
It's a 625 News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. You know, 911 is a pretty amazing thing that when used properly, I guess that would be the key phrase, can really be can help you out in time of need. Problem is, well, a New York State man called 911 because he wanted a date.
Oh, man.
Sure. I guess that's an emergency.
Right. They rushed to his home because they thought, really, there was a problem.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think I would call 911 looking for a date. That's not something you do. An ambulance?
Yeah. I don't need one. I'm just asking.
or
an emergency. Two police officers just left my house just now. Third, can I get their names, please? It doesn't come very often a good-looking man comes at your doorstep.
Oh, wow.
Can you come back my way?
Do you need them to come back there?
Oh, I'd like that, yeah.
Why do you need them to come back there?
Because I have an emergency. I'll think of something.
I cannot imagine being a 911 operator.
Yeah. I think those two pretty well just summed it up.
That's, yeah.
I have an emergency. I'm so lonely.
Well, you know, 99.9% of the time you're having to deal with real emergencies, and then that time you're just like...
I'm just glad they released the tapes.
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely.
Just glad they released the tapes so we get a chance to hear the world that they live in.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. All right, here's some weather for you. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair. For over 30 years, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Got a 50-50 chance of some showers. Says it'll be after 7 this morning. Well, yeah, since we're almost at 7, it doesn't look like there are any showers out there. However, you know, some of the city got some rain yesterday. Tonight, 20% chance of showers, and we'll keep a 30% chance of rain in the forecast pretty much through the weekend. So, meaning it could pop up at any time. And the temperatures are kind of back up into the upper 90s after today. 97 or so as we get to the weekend, lows in the upper 70s. Right now, winds out of the south at 3, 94% relative humidity, partly cloudy skies. We got 76.
We all like to think we're good listeners, but really listening well is harder than it looks. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radiotalk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radiotalk. ZipRecruiter.com/radiotalk.
What does it take to be a really good listener? Well, a couple of things.
The first thing you have to display is respect. If you don't respect the person that you're talking to and understanding that they may have information that will help you make better decisions, then you're in deep yogurt right off the bat.
Bernard Ferrari, author of the book Power Listening.
The second is you have to be quiet. It's hard to listen when you're talking. So I always use the ubiquitous rule of 80-20. I try to stay silent 80% of the time in a conversation. And then 20% of the time, I am quite purposeful in trying to get further into what that person is telling me.
Why are so many people lousy listeners?
A couple reasons. One is that it takes a lot of energy. I truly believe you burn more calories listening than you do talking. The second, we confuse leadership with giving instruction. Follow me here, do this, do that. While true leadership is helping people and helping yourself come to better decisions. And listening is really the front end of doing that.
Of course, not everyone you listen to knows what they're talking about.
But I would recommend that you really question whether you know more than those people do. And what is your mode of listening to make sure that you haven't been blunting your ability to be surprised?
It's Something You Should Know.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's all new, all true, family fun that will inspire you. Expect the unexpected with Opus Season 44. This year's family fun lineup includes PBS favorite Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood Live, a mesmerizing experience for the entire family, The Aluminum Show, Straight from the North Pole, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical, and experience Jurassic Proportions with Earth's Dinosaur Zoo Live. Sponsored by Shenandoah Veterinary Clinic and Opus Encore. Get your family's tickets now at mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma. CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The first person to announce running for a seat on the Bryan City Council says he wants to represent the same district as his father. Reuben Marin, who is seeking the single-member District 1 seat, is the son of Joe Marin, who was on the council between 2001 and 2007. Reuben Marin currently serves on Bryan's Planning and Zoning Commission and the Bryan Business Council. The filing period for the Bryan and College Station city councils and school boards continue through August 22nd. Brazos County commissioners are looking at relieving traffic congestion in all precincts. County Judge Dwayne Peters says two projects in next year's budget will be south of College Station. At yesterday's meeting, commissioners accepted a land donation to extend Mesa Verde to the Highway 6 overpass near Texas World Speedway. Peter says that's intended to reduce the load on Arrington Road south of William D. Fitch.
Paul Clark, who developed Indian Lakes and some of the others, he has donated the land to get that road accomplished. It will be a fairly major, there will be a thoroughfare, you know, that will run through that area.
The county is also looking at extending Cherokee Street,
which could give another route out. It won't be as good as this one because Mesa Verde will actually get you to an overpass. The other one, it will get you to the feeder road, but then you got to turn and go south to get to the overpass.
The extension of Mesa Verde is estimated to cost $1.2 million. The county also estimated the cost of widening Arrington at $2 million, but that is not being considered in next year's budget. Participants in the formation of Texas A&M's first campus master plan since 2004 has included the city of College Station. City Manager Kelly Templin on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the university and system are giving the city the access to show their to know their future plans.
And I have to tell you now, we probably have better access to not just the university and their planning and their discussions, but the system and the system agencies. We're engaged with them, meeting on a monthly basis now. So I think a lot of that, the discussion and planning loop has been closed.
The increased access comes after the A&M system did not give the city the time Templin wanted to work out infrastructure needs on a new student housing complex.
And the discussions are as good or better than I've ever seen them. So I'm very pleased with the discussions we're having and the access that they've given us.
A final draft of A&M's master plan update is expected by the end of August, and approval is projected in October. Texans can expect $5 billion less in general revenue for the next budget, and it's not just because energy prices are down.
With oil down to around 40 bucks a barrel, Comptroller Glenn Hager told the Legislative Budget Board the state's definitely experiencing slower growth.
We expect the Texas economy to continue to expand, though at a much more modest pace than we enjoyed when obviously oil prices were $100.
Despite sluggish gains, state revenue estimator Tom Curra says a big hit is coming from the governor's transportation initiative.
When we come back next session, we'll have probably $5 billion of sales tax revenue that under previous law would have been in that number that now won't.
$2.5 billion is now dedicated to the state highway fund. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Local businesses owned by women, Hispanics, African Americans, Asians, and American Indians were recognized yesterday at the Community Impact Awards hosted by the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. This year's winners are Augustine Trevino of Trevino Smith Funeral Home, Jill Gallagher of First Alliance Mortgage, and Veronica Morgan of Mitchell & Morgan Engineers. The annual event is sponsored by Texas A&M's Procurement Services Office.
Last year, Texas A&M spent in excess of $26 million just right here in Bryan College Station area. And a significant portion of those dollars were with historically underutilized businesses. If we can spend those dollars here, we're saving trucking costs, we're saving travel costs, so that improves the sustainability of your businesses.
Assistant Vice President for Finance Rex Jani says nominees for next year's awards will also include businesses owned by disabled veterans. You can hear more from the awards program online at WTAW.com. The monarch butterfly population declined 90% from 1995 to 2014. In January, Mayors Jason Bielinski and Nancy Berry signed the Mayor's Monarch Pledge. College Station Parks and Recreation Marketing Assistant Hallie Cooch says to honor this promise, the city is doing several things to assist with the species' growth.
The city of College Station is creating a monarch-friendly demonstration garden at Lick Creek Park, as well as a butterfly trail. We've also altered some of our mowing schedules to allow milkweed to grow, as well as other nectar-producing plants.
Cooch says milkweed is an important food source for the butterflies, and you can help by planting it in your home garden. Free seed packets are available at Stephen C. Beachy Central Park. And this Friday is a free community planning meeting at 1:30 p.m. at the USDA building on Holloman. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 76 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
Bombers baseball tonight at Nutrible Stadium. Tickets start at $5 at bvbombers.com.
Watercrest at Bryan voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening, and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of the WTAW Zone Aggie football broadcast, Watercrest at Bryan welcomes you to come see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
Looking for an optometrist with vision? Urban Optics is the Brazos Valley's new choice for the ultimate in complete eye care. Dr. Matthew Green's Optical Center offers the latest in eye technology to keep your eyes in optimal health and provides a customer experience like you've never seen before. Urban Optics accepts most major vision insurance providers. Visit Urban Optics in South College Station on Highway 6 next to Celebrity Spa and Salon, or call 690-0888 to schedule your appointment. Urban Optics, optometry with real vision.
There are a lot of job sites you can choose from,
and they all offer an insane array of choices and options.
But when I'm looking to hire a new employee,
I go to the site that specializes in local jobs and local job seekers.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Nobody connects local job seekers with local jobs more often or better.
It's comprehensive, fast, easy to use. I can find local resumes and get local applicants quickly. Find a great employee from the community you love. Your community.
Our community.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
We'll certainly see some sunshine today. Some clouds will develop. The question is whether or not they can turn into some showers and thunderstorms later today. Highs anywhere from 90 to 95. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm through the evening. It's partly to mostly cloudy later tonight with a low of 75 to 80. Becoming partly sunny tomorrow, a shower or thunderstorm may develop in the afternoon, 95. Chance of a storm tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Partly sunny Friday, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor for your Aggie football report. Also in Texas Collegiate League Baseball, the Brazos Valley Bombers go for 20 in a row. And in Major League Baseball, the Athletics beat the Rangers and the Yankees beat the Astros. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so was night two of the Democrat National Convention. It was held in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton was there.
If you were sitting where I'm sitting and you heard what I have heard at every dinner conversation.
Wait, let's stop right there.
What has he heard at every dinner conversation?
Well, since the late 1970s, it's probably had to do with naming other women.
I was going to say, yeah, since the, at least the,
That was a terrible thing for me to say.
It was probably a lot of
Scott.
I know. I don't think that's what he meant. Yeah.
At every dinner conversation.
Yeah.
Every lunch conversation. Uh-huh. On every long walk.
Yeah. What were
long
you thinking?
Long walks on the beach.
This woman has never been satisfied.
No. Obviously.
Oh,
no, gosh. He did not.
No, he did. But
he did not.
When we pause the speech in different places, it takes on an entirely different meaning.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I mean, or if you just listen to it.
That's right.
Oh, Slick Willie just ain't so slick anymore, is he?
Well, there was Dolly Kyle. There was Juanita Broderick, Paula Jones, Kathleen Willie, Jennifer Flowers, and Monica. But aside from that.
Possibly Janet Reno.
Yeah, no, quit. Stop it. Stop it. But again.
At every dinner conversation. Uh-huh. Every lunch conversation, on every long walk, you would say, this woman has never been satisfied.
There you go.
He even hiccuped on the word. Yeah. He couldn't even get it out.
Is that really what we want to say in this speech?
Oh.
I'm reading from a teleprompter here, and is that real?
Does that say satisfied?
Yeah, I didn't mean that, did I? Okay, here's one more.
I have lived a long, full, blessed life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you have. And colorful.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It really took off when I met and fell in love with that girl in the spring of 1971.
Yeah, and you've been looking around ever since. Hard dog to keep on the porch.
Blessed life.
Yeah. Anyway, so Bill made everybody feel good last night. I mean, I didn't watch a second of it. The Foxettes were. I mean, they were just saying, "Oh, it was a wonderful speech," and how people had said, well, you know, he's kind of lost his vim and vigor because he's a vegan now. Well, okay, fine. Whatever.
No more McDonald's, huh?
Yeah.
On his jogs.
So anyhow, yeah, really. That's when he was really fun, when he had a burger in one hand and he's talking about starving children in Africa.
Yeah.
That was always a good thing. Really a good picture. Anyway, and let me see. He had said one other thing. If you drop her into any situation, 30 days later, it's better. Yeah, unless it's Benghazi.
Yeah.
He didn't mention that.
Yikes.
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of stuff they really didn't mention last night. And one of the things that's also pretty interesting is they had the mothers of Sandra Bland, Jordan Davis, and Trayvon Martin speak last night in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess somebody wrote the speeches for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess they've been practicing for about a month on that because, you know, you don't just bring these three women up and have them speak to the Democrat National Convention.
Yeah.
Without a little prep.
Untrained public speakers, yeah.
But David Axelrod, who is the former top White House aide, said yesterday that the Democrat National Convention would have been, his words, quote, more powerful if maybe they would have included some of the widows of the police officers who've been killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that?
I agree.
Yeah.
Both sides.
Yep. Absolutely.
But I got to tell you, though, I mean, between that and then also the little girl who came up and said that she was afraid she's going to wake up and her parents are going to be gone because they're illegal immigrants.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's disgusting pandering, in my opinion.
Sure it is. Axelrod tweeted, the group is called Mothers of the Movement. Mothers of the Movement were incredibly moving, but it would have been more powerful to include the widows of fallen police officers. Mm-hmm. The families of police officers grieve for their losses as well, and it would have been a healing moment to get everyone on the same stage at one time. End quote. Yep, they missed that one. But that's okay. Meryl Streep was there to speak last night.
Oh, that makes it all better.
Oh, sure it does. And Harry Dean. And he didn't yell. He really didn't.
Well he kind of did, though. He didn't do the thing, but he did parody himself with the
going to Washington and Michigan and
every place he goes, he has to do that. Yeah. It's one of those things that if you're really good at it and you can make a joke about yourself, then you ought to use it at every possible stop that you can. And that's probably kind of what's kept his star up there. I mean, Hillary could do that. if she wanted to.
Yeah. I don't see Hillary making fun of herself anytime soon.
No,
what difference does it make?
Yeah, we could always do that one as well. Let's see. The President Obama is now raising the possibility that the Russians hacked the Democrat National Committee in order to influence the outcome of the presidential election.
Well, yeah, because they're friends with Donald Trump.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Duh. I know. Him and Putin are BFFs forever.
Yeah, we just don't know. They're tweeting every day to each other. They're probably sending selfies, right?
Oh definitely.
Yeah. Mr. Obama said, what we do know is that the Russians hack our systems, not just the government systems, but private systems. But you know what the motives were in terms of leaks. That's all I'm going to say about that directly. Okay. They asked him about Trump being elected president in an interview yesterday on NBC News. He said anything is possible. It is the nature of democracy that until those votes are cast and the American people, you know, have their say, we just won't know. In the last 20 years, quote, I've seen all kinds of crazy stuff happen. Like me getting elected.
No, he didn't say that. Hold on, I am getting Snapchat
crazy,
from Donald Trump.
Crazy is an understatement for the way the rest of this year is going to go.
Yeah, we could be any number of opportunities out there.
Yeah.
Rince Priebus, for his part, he's the chairman of the Republican National Committee on with Sean Hannity on Fox, said the emails we've seen are pretty much tip of the iceberg kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, these folks just don't dump them all in one shot. You can bet that there's going to be some more. And one of the things that they're saying is the Clinton Foundation is going to be mentioned in the next as far as their fundraising and what happens to those dollars. Hello?
Yeah, the Russians are hacking all sorts of systems. But, of course, they didn't get Hillary's, did they?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no,
right.
No,
exactly. No.
No.
Yeah, it's probably totally fine that, you know, all her emails were kind of lost in the woods.
Sure they were.
Russians didn't have any access to that.
No.
Just the Democratic
everyone
National
else.
Committees.
Yeah, just maybe at a time when it'll be, well, important for the Russians
a little
say,
more convenient.
Yeah, hey, remember when this happened? We'll drop that one out there on you. So it'd be really nice if she gets elected and the Russians can hold her hostage over her emails. Wouldn't that be a wonderful scenario?
My God.
We all have that to look forward to. You know?
Yeah. On that positive note.
Right, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
From the same plant family that brings us cotton sheets, towels, and clothing, and okra to boot, come some lovely flowering plants for use in our landscapes. All are hot weather performers, and each deserves a chance in your plantings. I'll be back with some of the most important mallows right after this message. Homegrown goodness, that's what Mueller is all about. They've been producing quality steel buildings and metal roofing right here in Texas for more than 80 years. Now you can grow a Mueller greenhouse right in your own backyard. They're easy to assemble. Bolt-together greenhouses come in four sizes, from 6x9 to 12x18 feet. They feature a galvanized steel frame and more than 30 designer trim colors from which to choose. With hail-resistant polycarbonate panels, a lockable walk-in door, and windows, a Mueller greenhouse will let the sun shine in while protecting your plants year-round. Get a head start on spring. Don't let the winter chill destroy what you've worked hard to grow all season. Get a homegrown product from a Texas-grown company. Visit them online at MuellerInc.com or give them a call today at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER or MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com. We're talking about the cotton family, and that would also include okra, the only edible member of the cotton family. But we're talking about the ornamental types now, and I'm going to start with Althea, also called Rose of Sharon. It's a winter-hardy shrub. It'll get anywhere from 8 to 10 or 15 feet tall, fairly upright, and it spreads to maybe 6 to 10 to 12 feet tall, depending on the variety. The summer flowers, both single and double, include shades of rose, pink, lilac, and white. Many white singles are marked with a contrasting red eye, so are some of the pinks. New superior types have been introduced by the USDA. I hope you'll look into Altheas. They're beautiful, and they are totally and completely winter hardy. Mallows are a very hardy perennial form of hibiscus, growing to mature heights of 2 to 5 feet, depending on the variety. That's during one growing season, then they die to the ground with the first frost each fall. The flowers are extremely large, 12 to 14 inches in diameter in extreme cases. Colors include reds, pinks, and white, some with contrasting darker eyes. These plants are well suited to the perennial background, where their coarse texture and summer-long floral displays provide a fine contrast to lower plants in the front. You can grow mallows from seeds started indoors in late winter or from nursery transplants bought during the season. Individual colors are available, as are mixtures of colors. They're beautiful and they will come back year after year all across Texas. Hollyhocks are old-time favorites in Texas gardens, growing to 3 to 7 feet tall. They're biennials. They complete their life cycles in 2 years, but there are some types that are now annuals. They're commonly grown as short-lived perennial flowers. Flower colors range from white, red, yellow, lilac, and pink. Single and double flowering types are available with flowers borne on tall, upright spikes. They'll bloom in late spring. Turk's cap is in bloom right now across Texas. Malva viscus. It's a native Texas plant grown in the back of many old-time perennial gardens. It attains 3 to 4 feet by summertime with dozens of rolled red flowers. It's extremely durable. It lasts for generations. Hummingbirds love it. That's Turk's cap. And you'll find it as variegated plants as well, and also in a white flowering form. The old red one is outstanding. Of course, there are cold tender cousins like abutilon or flowering maple and the all-time heroes, tropical hibiscus. I'm Neil Sperry. Vines of the summertime will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:52. Well, it's time once again to check in with our very own Zach Taylor with your Aggie football report.
Well, quarterback is arguably the most high-profile position on the football field. And for Texas A&M, they'll have a brand new face of the offense in graduate transfer Trevor Knight.
My whole process was looking for something perfect for my senior year. I was a guy that was extremely happy at Oklahoma, loved the people that I was around, got to do a bunch of great things. But just, you know, when it boils down to it, I miss being on the field. I miss playing football. And so Coach Riley, the offensive coordinator at Oklahoma, gave me some great advice, and he related to his coaching ventures, and it was don't walk to something, run to something. If there's an opportunity that you're running towards and you feel like it's great for your future, then take it. And I think Texas A&M was that, and since I've gotten there, everything's fallen into place with being named the starter and just other things with relationships off the field that have proven to be true in that.
Now, Knight is also a San Antonio guy, so coming to Texas A&M is a bit of a homecoming for him. He and the Aggies kick off the season on September 3rd when they play host to UCLA. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In Texas Collegiate League Baseball, how does 20 wins in a row sound? Well, it sounds pretty good to the Brazos Valley Bombers as they returned home and kept their historic win streak alive with a 6-3 victory over the Woodland Strikers. Zach McGuire got the Bombers going in the bottom of the third as he hit a two-run double that scored Garrett McCain and Anthony Herrera. McGuire had two hits on the night. Hunter Wilson hit a sacrifice fly, scoring Tim Lichty. The Bombers added insurance runs in the bottom of the sixth as Mark Whitehead hit an RBI double, scoring Spencer Hemphill, and Herrera scored Whitehead on a single. Whitehead was 2-for-4 on the night and scored a run. Brent Seeberger started on the mound and pitched 5 scoreless innings, striking out 6 and allowing just 1 hit to pick up his 4th win of the year. Tyler Adams relieved Miguel Asua in the bottom of the 8th with bases loaded to halt the Strikers' rally after they scored 2 runs. Adams pitched a scoreless 9th to record his 2nd save of the year. The Bombers close out the series with the Strikers at 7:05 p.m. tonight at Nutribolt Stadium. Pre-game's at 6:30, and you can catch all the action Nation on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, in Major League Baseball,
here's the 1-1 pitch and swung on line to right center. Reddick, a long run in the alley. He dives and he makes a phenomenal catch in right center field. And that's it for the ball game tonight as the A's have won it.
Sonny Gray had a season-high 8 strikeouts and overcame one volatile inning. Josh Reddick drove in 3 runs and the Oakland Athletics beat the Texas Rangers 6-3 on Tuesday night. Reddick's 2-run homer in the 4th was one of 3 homers by the A's. Coco Crisp and Marcus Semien also went deep. The A's won for the 4th time in 5 games. AL West leading Texas had its 3-game winning streak snapped. Game 3 of the series with the Athletics is tonight in Arlington at 7:05. p.m. In Houston,
swung on and line to right field. That is a base hit going to the right field corner. DeShera has scored. Here comes Castro. They're sending him in. The throw home is not in time. And all the way to third goes Hicks.
CeCe Sabathia allowed just 2 runs in 6 2/3 innings to get back on track after a tough stretch and helped the New York Yankees to a 6-3 win over the Houston Astros on Tuesday night. Sabathia allowed 4 hits and struck out 5 to pick up his first win since June 16th after going 0-4 and allowing 31 runs, 29 earned combined in his past 6 starts. The Astros look to avoid the sweep against the Yankees tonight in Houston at 7:10 p.m. Kevin Durant got huge roars last night from what will be his hometown crowd as he played with the U.S. Olympic team in a 107-57 exhibition win over China in Oakland. Durant played his first game at Oracle Arena since joining the Golden State Warriors. Durant scored 13 while Marcus Cousins had 21 points and 11 rebounds and Carmelo Anthony scored 20. Meanwhile, Roger Federer says he'll miss the rest of the 2016 tennis season. The 17-time Grand Slam singles champion says he needs to protect his surgically repaired left knee. Federer wrote on his Facebook page that he'll also skip the Rio Olympics. And Arizona public safety authorities say the van involved in Sunday's deadly collision with a Dallas Cowboys staff bus on its way to Las Vegas didn't yield the right-of-way at a stop sign. Authorities also say the 4 people in the van who died were Chinese nationals. Nobody on the bus was hurt. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkins and Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
12thman.com gives you the whole story on Texas A&M Athletics. 12thman.com is the latest news for all sports. 12thman.com is schedules, game times as they become available, rosters, statistics, and 12thman.com is your connection for tickets. Don't miss any of the action as you show your support for Texas A&M Athletics. Stay connected all year long with 12thman.com.
It's all new, all true, and it will inspire you. So get ready to expect the unexpected with Opus Season 44. This year's lineup includes the blockbuster musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas. The Christmas-tastic Elf the Musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. The jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway. And an opening night concert with Lyle Lovett and his large band. Tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You're all aware of the ad that says you can get an insurance quote in 15 minutes. Well, I just saw another ad that said 15 minutes is too long and they can give you a quote in 7.5 minutes. Has your time become so precious that you need to get an insurance quote in 7.5 minutes? At W.E. Gibson, we know your time is valuable, but we also know that what you're insuring is valuable. That is why when you look to us for your insurance needs, we won't waste your time, but we will make sure that we take all of the time necessary to examine your particular needs and to explain the coverage and options available to you. This may take more than 7.5 minutes, but when we are done, you can be assured that we have offered the best coverage at the best price available suited to your individual needs. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555. Or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, then the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine is where you'll want your business. Brazos Valley Bride, a 148-page publication, also available on our interactive website, BrazosValleyBride.com, makes local bridal businesses more visible and successful. It's where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to you. Contact Sam Jones at sam@brianbroadcasting.com to reserve your space today.
If you're like most when it comes to having a lawnmower, four-wheeler, or other small engine equipment repaired, it's a ridiculous hassle. You have to borrow or rent a trailer, haul it to the repair shop, wait for it to be repaired, then repeat the process to get it back. Not anymore. Simply call Ace Hardware, 979-279-3003. Ace picks up the equipment, repairs it, and brings it back. For lawnmower, four-wheeler, or small engine repair, your local Ace is the place. Call 979-